If you did well, it doesn't make any difference. If you did poorly, it's no big deal. You want to
do Uncle George a favor? Put these where they belong. Your pal.
I figure you cost the corporation substantially less than I do, so you take the time to do it. If all I did was teach Bible college, I'd do it. Unfortunately, they're not, whatever that means, that's all I do. Okay. I won't be able to see the gentleman. That's good. There we are, yes. Those individuals, see if they can get to class. And everyone who tends to march in late, which is about a third of you, class begins at 10 o'clock. My preference is that you come into class and are ready to begin singing at 10 o'clock, not ready to sit down at 10 o'clock. As in lecture classes, you should be ready to take notes at the top of the hour. Am I right? That is the Bible College rule. Let's not be lackadaisical or lazy in music class. That's the problem with most high school music classes. It is the slough-off class. And that mentality can continue into this realm here. I'm going to close that with it, gentlemen. Now that there's a lot to look at. That was strictly a joke. Now, move together. You do not sit apart. You always sit close together. I know that you may not like the individual, but tolerate them for now, as you will not be able to hear one another if you're separated by several feet of space. Now, we began these songs last week, and we started with what song? Jesus never said there be no troubles. And how far did we get? We got through the melody, or did we get through all three parts, four parts? Just the melody. And we weren't quite sure with that one, were we? Because we still had the third line and fourth line problems to do, right? Okay, let's just read through the whole melody one time through, everybody. With this sense of this Aramis, that peppery, spicy smell of success or whatever it is. It smells like Aramis. Yes, Daryl? Yeah, that's what I played. You weren't singing it. You was. Of course, because you know that if it is not a quarter note, it could not be a straight rhythm. And therefore, of all rhythms, you would not sing a straight rhythm, right? The sopranos learned that last week. Didn't they? Or Tuesday, I mean. Okay. Super. Good catch. It is not a straight rhythm. Promised that he would always be near, right? He would. Syncopated is the word you were looking for, Daryl. Yes, now you found it again. Okay, that's a nice melodic concept right there, isn't it? The major seven or minor seven leaf. Of course, all of you in sight singing class know that from C to B flat is a minor seven, right? And how many of you are or have been in sight singing class? That tells me that the rest of you certainly could stand to take or use that class, or at least many of you. And of course, you two ladies that were in the class did remember that that was a minor seven, of course. Right. So, C, B flat, C, B flat. Promise, start right there. Everybody? Promise that he would always be near. Sing it again. One, two, three, four. You're just a hair flat. Okay, melody one more time through. I think you have all the trouble spots. Sight singing the alto line. Minor third leap. Right there. Alto and soprano by yourselves, please, without the gentleman. My dear alto friends, are you the problem or is it the sopranos that are the problem? Someone's not singing, not everyone is singing a B flat on the word no, and if you notice, it is unison, right? Take it again, top, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble. Jesus never said there'd be no tears.
Don't screw baltos. Singing the tenor line.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble.
Sopranos, go ahead and jump right up there and sing it. Way up high. You can sing up there. It doesn't get that high. Just there once and you can live through that. You are sopranos. You're not basses. Just because you're comfortable singing those three notes in life doesn't mean you can't use the rest of your range, right? Now, read it, ladies and gentlemen.
No troubles.
Right? Two F's in a row. Take it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I play it wrong after I exhort you. Forgive me. Together we will get the right note eventually. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Troubles, troubles.
I played it wrong last time, so now you sing it differently, like this time. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Somebody's still singing a wrong note. Hear it? Did somebody say me? You? Send a note of apology out of class. Huh? You got it confused. Ah. That's what we caught. Everybody, see if we can get it together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inventing again. Well, that's what it feels like it should be. It just, well, it's a long ways to my music from here, and I'm getting old and stuff. So we take the second line. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody, same part. There's that stray note again. Stray note. Excuse me. There you go. Shove everything back in now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yourselves, tenors, promise that. 1, 2, 3, 4. promised that. Last line. One, two, three, four. You're not quite getting to always. Promised again. Now last line. One, two, three, four. Whatever figure fits there. That's eight whole beats. We certainly couldn't hold A for the whole time. Okay, everybody singing the bass line. Now let me hit a tenor alto soprano by themselves first. One, two, three, four. Flaky, but you fell right into it, so I think you know what it is. Everybody singing the bass line. This is a really hard bass line.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble. Jesus never said there'd be no tears, no tears. Jesus never said there'd be no trial. But he promised that
bass note, bass by yourself. One, two, three, four.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble.
No, wrong note.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble.
Sorry.
Never said there'd be no.
Take it again, basses. One, two, three, four. The same note for about 65 years, and you start moving around when there's no moving part. You got to read the part and not memorize the part. Take third line. One, two, three, four. Down. Tell me my mental process a man goes through to move off of the same note when it doesn't move. What is the mental process a person goes through? Who said that? Senility is supposed to be a problem of old age. And of course, none of us are old, so that shouldn't strike. Well, gentlemen, I know what the mental process is. I was just seeing if you knew. The mental process is not concentrating or concentrating on something other than the note. And what you do is you just anticipate the movement and move too soon. That's why you got to keep concentrating. Take it again from the third.
Yeah, I think it's because the first you write in front of you move on being.
Right. It's the old memory factor where you've got to force yourself to be faithful to the notes. Take it again, third line, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble.
Now, we were beginning on the third line. I was. I said, once again, please, the third line, gentlemen, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble.
We're not trying to make you a laughingstock. We're trying to get the part. See, I can sit here and pound, boom, 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 all day long. But hearing the part pounded, but having to concentrate on it to sight sing, you'll learn it a lot faster the way we're doing it. Irrespective of the way the ladies are laughing at you. You're not funny. I mean, you're funny. But I mean, what I mean is, we're not laughing at you. We don't think that you're inept or nincompoops. We realize that there are reasons for this. Don't we? Okay, third line again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, listen to that. The last line. Four part again, then, please. Let's hope you all can remember your all parts. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus never said there'd be no trouble. Jesus never said there'd be no tears. Jesus never said there'd be no trials. But he promised.
Very good. You just learned something. There are certain acoustical responses in this room that make that bass section sound way bigger than they really are. And they hit those nice low notes, all of a sudden you can hear them, and it's the room that does it, not their voices. So you're being amplified in the low range, gentlemen. That is an assistance that you could use. Take out I am clean before my Lord. Yes. I didn't bring any of the music. I will have to drop me. Well, I have to do. What do I have to do? Just drop me a note or something. Okay. Now, if you'll notice this one, scatting it quickly, there are some interesting things called triplets. You know what triplets are? Look in the second full measure. You'll see triplets. Second full measure. Huh? Second full measure. You see triplets. What triplets are, in the case of eighth note triplets, they are three rhythmic pulsations in the space of two beats, or one beat. Three rhythmic pulsations in the space of one beat. And they're equal pulsations. Three equal rhythmic pulsations in the space of one beat. Now, let me say, so what's so big about that? Well, in 3/4 time, the beats are divided in half by eighth notes, not in thirds. Yes? I have no extra music with me. I suppose I should put some of this in the library. Should I do that, Sandy? Should I put it in the library under handouts, the music that people haven't got? I guess. I'll just send it on down your way and let you handle it. The each one beat is divided in two by eighth notes. So you have one, two, and one, and two, and. But a triplet is one, two. Actually, if you have the beat, is one, two, three, one, two, three. Then the triplets go in it like this. One, da 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 da. And half notes are da 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 da. Like this. Here is a major scale in half notes. Right? Eighth notes, excuse me, half beats. Eighth notes. It's really fast half notes. I am pounding out the first beat. Is in triplets. Here they are together. Oops. I missed. Actually, I was supposed to do triplets in the other hand. Can't do it. They're different. Oops. Triplets. Maybe if I do this, I can do it. Oops. Anyway, you can hear they're different, right? I used to be able to do that. What happened? I cannot do is 16th notes against triplets. I can do that. I'm going to learn it someday, but that, so far I can't do it. What you have to do is totally ignore both rhythms and just let your mind function uninhibited. It's really quite weird. But anyway, you can tell that they're different. Well, the best way to learn triplets is just to learn how to feel them. The best place to notice how to feel them is in the third line tenor section, last measure. Part goes for the whole line of Jesus. Three beats. Yeah, da, da, da. Right? In a duplet pattern. See, what you do in the third measure is you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to get your triplets. That's how you do it. You start counting that in your head. So each chord note is worth three beats. Yet, da, 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 Lord. One, da, Lord. One, my Lord. That's the way you count it. The way you feel it is like this. Notes. Right? One day, three and one. Three and one is the way it feels. Again, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, day, day. See it? You feel it? Okay, everybody try to sing four part on this. Sing ah. Basso, sing off. Tenor. No, listen. Listen. Right. Don't borrow somebody else's note. One, two. You were late on the triplet. Late on the triplet. One, two, three, my Lord. I mean, circle it, right? One, one, two. Triplet late. One from the top. It's before my Lord. My Lord. Two beats on that. Two portions of a three beat triplet, right? Or three pulsation triplet. One from the top. One, two. That's quite possible, but in this class, we read the notes. Okay? Starting with the alto line. One, two. Everybody? So it doesn't sound as relaxed as it's supposed to. I am clean. One, two. Tenor or spread and alto together, please. One, two. Now I get what you're doing wrong. You're singing it as 2/16th notes on the last half of the beat. You're singing do do 1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3 and da da 1, 2, 1, 2, 3 and 1, 1, 2, 3 and a 1, 3 and da da. You're not dividing the third beat into three separate pulsations. You're still dividing it into, actually dividing it into four. So you're late. You're actually coming on the last half of three, but it's before then. It comes in before the last half of three. Take it again. Soprano alto. 1, 2. I am clean. That's right. That is altos. I don't have my pen.
Alto line, first beat, first major.
You have an F. Make that quarter note G, quarter note F. Slurred together. And a partitura for the preceding major. Of course, you all know what that is. Did you see why you picked this up? A partitura. Yes. This is the way I want it. Just write it down the way I want it. Okay. I'm not trying to mimic what they may do. I am instead creating an appoggiatura. What an appoggiatura is, A-P-P-A-G-G-I-A-T-U-R-A, I think. Two P's and two G's, I do know that much. There is a thing in music called a suspension in harmony. And a suspension is a note from the previous chord held over into the next chord and then resolved to the nearest tone of the chord. In the case of sung music, you may choose to either suspend it or to reattack it. In this case, it's attacked again. The G from the preceding major, the preceding chord, is attacked again. It's the same note as you had before. And it's from the preceding chord. It does not exist in an F chord. It exists in a C chord, or in a G chord, but in this case, a C chord. And so it is attacked again, and then resolved to the nearest tone of the chord that it should resolve to, which in this case would be F, because the next near the other one would be A, but that's already given to the melody. So the difference between a suspension and an appoggiatura is the suspension would be tied over, and you wouldn't attack it again. Where in a appoggiatura, it's the same note, but you attack it with the other notes of the, next, of the new chord. So that's why it's called an appoggiatura. It is a suspension that is attacked instead of literally suspended. In this case, it is a suspended second. It's the second tone of the scale and resolves to the root or to the one. This is a suspended second. So the line then, taking it for the blood, soprano alto, one, two. Oh, I got the wrong chord. For the blood, one, two. Down there. Just like that. It's considered in the F chord, but it's borrowed from the C chord. Okay? It is a non-chord tone in the F chord. It's kind of like uncola. It's an unchord tone or something, an untone. They're called non-chord tones, resolving to a chord tone, or a tone in chord. Okay, got that? So now we're going to work on the tenor line. Everybody singing tenor line? One, two.
I am playing.
Triplet figure is the life of the piece. Sing it with passion. Yes, Anita? It depends on the piano. Always depends on the piano. The soprano doesn't have one, but the alto and tenor may. Okay, bass line. Everybody singing the very difficult bass line this piece has to offer. One, two.
I am playing before.
Else. Okay, four apart. One, two. Crescendo to the top. You're rushing it. You're rushing that triplet. Let me sing. I'll sing the tenor line. All of the three parts sing. For the blood. One, two.
For the blood of Jesus.
Cut. I said, I'll sing the tenor part. The other three parts will sing. You listen to how it's supposed to be sung. One, two.
For the blood of Jesus covers me.
Just write down.
Covers me.
They're equal. You're just rushing them through real fast. They're equal. For the blood, four part. One, two. Step. I heard it. Well, some of you should that aren't. All of you that aren't should, actually. Bass line for the blood. One, two.
For the blood of Jesus covers me.
Burrs. Notice I'm singing it wrong. Four part for the blood. One, two. Behind the beat about a half a mile. One, two. The way this should be sung really is no breath after covers me, moving into I am clean, because of the lines. The lines are such that they, you don't breathe there.
For the blood of Jesus covers me, I am clean before.
But it really takes professionalism to breathe after clean and not ruin the phrase, which means the breath after clean has to be extremely fast. And did you notice how I expressed the word clean? It has to do with expression.
Blood of Jesus covers me. I am clean before.
That's not easy to do when you're at the end of your breath. But you're going to try it now, right? One, two. It'll take a while to teach you this expression, but we will teach it to you. Okay, as you know, as we go through these pieces of music, you are then, therefore, responsible for the parts. At any time. Right? For the blood of Jesus covers me, I am clean, breathe before my Lord. But that one breath after clean really doesn't count because it shouldn't even be heard. Now, this will take some real artistry on your part, possibly a hair beyond your capability, but we shall see. Okay? And probably during all this, I will teach you the proper method of catch breathing. and as well as the proper method for ascertaining the first note of the piece. Yes.
A student musician and a professional musician, just purely concentration, application of what they've learned as a student musician.
No, the difference is this.